This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. The state auditor is releasing his latest audit of Ohio's largest online charter school, the Electronic Classroom of Tomorrow. ECOC closed in January amid a fight with the state, which said the e-school should repay nearly $80 million in public funding. The report includes a former ECOC technology employee's claims that the e-school intentionally inflated attendance figures tied to its state funding. ECOC's former spokesman has dismissed those allegations. Auditor Dave Yost's office had delayed the audit's release by more than a week, saying it needed to incorporate additional information about allegations that ECOT advertising funds paid for attack ads against the state's effort to recoup money from the e-school. The Mentor Board of Education says it will reimburse parents who paid more than $450 each for students to take a class trip to Washington, D.C. That was abruptly canceled when a tour company suddenly closed. Cleveland.com reports the total bill comes out to around $235,000 for the district. Destiny Tours of Mayfield Village declared bankruptcy Monday, causing some 5,600 students statewide to miss or alter plans for planned class trips. The Mentor School Board has actually hired a law firm to help recover its costs from Discovery Tours. The affected Mentor students will take an overnight trip to Cedar Point next week. Cleveland's Fox 8 is being sold to 21st Century Fox as part of a more than $900 million deal. Fox has agreed to purchase the Cleveland station from Tribune Media, along with six others in several states. The move comes as Sinclair Broadcast Group tries to appease federal regulators in its planned takeover of Tribune. Sinclair also agreed in April to sell nine stations to Standard Media Group at more than $400 million. A federal judge in Cleveland wants the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration to release more info about prescription drug sales. U.S. District Judge Dan Polster oversees hundreds of federal lawsuits filed by local governments against drug companies. Cleveland.com reports Polster says info gathered from a DEA database tracking painkiller level sales has been key in tracking opioids. So far, data from six states, including Ohio, has been released. He has called on the DEA, to release sales data from every U.S. state and territory by May 25th. Cincinnati has passed a ban on bump stocks. The Cincinnati Inquirer reports city council voted 7-2 yesterday to ban bump stocks within city limits. Bump stocks were reportedly used during the Las Vegas mass shooting that killed 58 people in October. The new ordinance bans possession, sale, and use of trigger activators such as bump stocks and slide fire devices. A violation of the new law is a misdemeanor. The Ohio Supreme Court has denied a request by Craigslist killer Richard Beasley to reconsider his death penalty conviction. Beasley argued Patrick DeWine, a Supreme Court justice and son of Ohio Attorney General Mike DeWine, should have recused himself from the case. But in an opinion released on Wednesday, Justice Patrick Fisher wrote the request came too late. The Beacon Journal reports Beasley planned to make an appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Stark County's smallest village is set to dissolve. The repository reports Limaville, with a population of around 150, voted to be absorbed into nearby Lexington Township. Mayor Mark Johnston said the process should take about a year. This is WKSU News.